This week on Inside Motorsport, we look at the sale of V8 supercars ahead of their run in Winton. We also take a look at the Formula Ford and Formula 3 championships. I hope you'll stay with us. Formula 3 kicks off its season at Winton this weekend. Joining us on the line is Richard Crowell. Richard, big weekend to kick things off, and I loved one of your headlines this week, which was from Indy to Winton.
Yes, I never miss out an opportunity to slip a reference to my beloved Indy 500 in Craig. G'day, welcome. Thanks for having me on. The big news about the Formula 3 Australian Drivers' Championship this year is that James Winslow, the 2008 champ, will make a comeback to the series that he won a few years ago, and to do it, he's travelling almost exactly 15,903 kilometres from Indianapolis, from the Speedway on Wednesday morning prior to Winton, to Winton Motor Raceway, just outside of Benalla, about 200 k's up the road from Melbourne. So he's got a massive journey to make, and it's going to be a pretty epic ride, and he's going to be pretty jet-lagged by the time he gets into Melbourne, but it's great to have James back, and he's going to be a fantastic benchmark for the field this weekend.
Why is he doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I spoke to James at length about it when he first spoke about coming back, and he rang me and said, look, I'm keen to come back and do a three, and that was a big surprise. Well, you've won it. What would you benefit? And he said, well, the biggest thing I get out of it now is that I want to keep my options open to come back to Australia, because, excuse me, you remember when James won the championship, he was receiving quite a lot of support and interest from V8 supercar teams. He ran the Bathurst 12 hour, he had a paid drive there, he tested a Fujitsu V8 and a main game V8 with great feedback, had very close links with 888 Racing. Ultimately, a drive didn't come out of it, though it probably would have if he'd stayed the course. So what he decided to do was go to America and try his luck there. And that's since paid off, and he's got a drive with Andretti Autosport in the Firestone Indy Lights series, and actually last week turned his first ever laps at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway ahead of the support race for the Indy 500, the Freedom 100. But he said, look, I want to keep my options open. I want to keep Australia as an option. It's very tough to break into IndyCar now. IndyCar's getting stronger. The good guys are getting paid, and the other way to break into the field is with a massive amount of money. So he doesn't have that, and he wants to prove that he's good enough. If he can't do that, well, Australia is a viable option to come and have a career. So he said, well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to race F3. It's at V8 supercar rounds for 3 of the 7 rounds this year, so it makes sense. It gets his name back out in front of the people that count in Australian motorsport.
Mm-hmm. Of course, his credentials are impeccable. He won the McLaren Award from the British Drivers, British Driving Racing Club, or whatever the acronym is.
BRDC.
Yeah. And he also, of course, had a remarkable career where he got a lot of kudos from his work. It was at Macau when he helped pull a driver out of a burning car, from memory.
Indonesia. It was at the Batanga circuit, and a big fiery crash, and he dived in there and dragged the driver out of the car, and arguably saved his life, and was awarded by the Queen, got the citation from the royal family for that, which is an amazing thing to do. And you know, James is an interesting character. He doesn't come from money. He doesn't have a lot of backing, but he somehow or another manages to graft his way and find the backing he needs to go motor racing. But he's a very, very capable racing driver. In the space of 3 years, he won Class B in British F3, he won Aussie F3, Asian F3, and then Formula V6 up in Asia, and had some very strong runs in America recently as well. He's been in the top 5 and 6 in the Indy Lights series. So there's no doubt he can drive, and it's going to be fascinating to have him come back as a benchmark for a crop of new drivers that are really starting to emerge in Formula 3 this year.
Yeah, of course, we focused on James, but you do have an interesting look to the championship with a third tier in the championship this year as well.
Yeah, look, it was actually incorrectly reported that we were allowing older cars back in. They've always been allowed in, but we've never actually promoted it. But it's an effort, I guess, to reach out and try and get some of these club races and give them an opportunity to race at a national level. Now we've got these V8 events. Now we want to go to the V8 rounds and put on a great show and people often associate great shows with big fields, so we want to do what we can to get as many cars out a bit later on this year. So the trophy class is making a return. We've done a discount entry fee for that. They race for their own class, their own trophy at the end of the weekend for basically what it costs them to rock up and do state racing. It's a first for Formula 3 in its 11 years. Actually, it's more than that now, but... So, you know, it's a bit of a new initiative that we've implemented. It came into effect very late this year, so we've not seen any of them enter for Winton this weekend, but Hidden Valley, I reckon we're going to have two or three there, and at Eastern Creek, which is round three, there's half a dozen cars racing in New South Wales state-level racing that comply to F3 spec. So as the season goes on, it's going to have a benefit on our fields.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Who else other than James Winslow should we be looking out for?
Drivers to watch, Bryce Moore, young WA driver's made a couple of starts and impressed. His first start was actually spotted by Garth Tander and given an opportunity to drive their 04 car 2 years ago at Sandown and did a really good job. Then repeated that round last year at Sandown with Ian Richards' Artec team, and he's back for a full season driving an 07 car this year. He is a very good driver, very smooth, very precise, does it without a lot of fuss and pretty quiet outside the car as well, but I think he's going to be a bit of a revelation this year. John Magro is back. John, actually back in 2008, the year Winslow won his title, did a couple of rounds with Team BRM and went blow for blow with Winslow at Phillip Island. So there's no doubt he's got the talent. He hasn't had that consistent ride to show that, but he's set up his own operation. It's called Magro Motorsport. Team BRM are actually preparing the car for him and running it at the racetrack. So he's got that backup of the team that's won the last three championships. So he's going to be very, very strong. And then a couple of young guns also joining the field this year. Josh Burden's in for a full season. Great young Tassie kid. Fantastic race car driver. And Steele Giuliano, who's a really interesting young guy out of the Central Coast in New South Wales. He has spent a lot of time in Asia, in Asian Formula BMW. And before that, he's a multiple Australian and international karting champion. So he's a real gun, and he's going to be one to watch as well.
Always a pleasure to catch up with you, Richard, and look forward to hearing all the results from a big weekend's racing at Winton.
Yep, thanks, Craig. Going to be a good year.
Viet Supercars have announced a $300 million sale, with SEL divesting themselves of their 25% and the teams reducing their 75% shareholding to just 40%. Sam Hurd, the communications manager of V8 Supercars, explained the sale.
Australian Motor Racing Partners are coming on board as approximately 60% shareholders in V8 Supercars. The teams and V8 Supercars management will collectively own approximately 40%. These changes will underpin the championship's continued growth both here in Australia and overseas. It's a winning outcome for the teams, our sponsors, media partners, and above all, the fans, because it guarantees that V8s can evolve even further.
Well, from the top of Australian motorsport, V8 Supercars, we move now to the Formula Ford Championship, which its second round kicks off this weekend at Winton Motor Raceway. And one young driver that is making his National Series debut, Jordan Lloyd, joins us on the line. And Jordan, after, quite a successful karting and Queensland State Series Formula Ford career, you've had the call up now to the National Series, replacing Nick Cassidy in Evans Motorsport for this weekend's Winton round of the Australian Formula Ford Championship. I guess it's good news for you and bad news for Nick.
Pretty unfortunate for Nick, but it was a good opportunity for me, and decided to take the opportunity to make a national debut.
What are you expecting making the move up to the National Series?
I'm expecting it to be a lot harder, obviously, a lot more competition. And, I'm expecting to be top 10 just for the first race meeting.
You have won the Queensland State Series. You've raced in the Vic Series. How much experience do you have at Winton?
It is the test track that we test on as many Fridays as we get the opportunity to, so I know my way around it pretty well.
For yourself, what are you looking to achieve in your motor racing career?
Just like most young drivers, I'd like to try to get to Formula One, but V8 Supercars and anything to do with racing, I'd be more than happy to do.
how have you gone about being able to achieve this so far?
Pretty much just try my best in everything that I've done. Every racing thing that I've, every car that I've been able to get into, I've pushed as hard as I possibly can to do the best I can do in it and train all the time, keep fit, and just be prepared for anything.
Where did your interest in motor racing come from?
My father, he always had an interest in racing from when he was a boy, and he bring it up through me when I was young. I used to sit up and watch Formula One with him, and we grew from there.
Well, Jordan, it's going to be interesting to see you out at the track at Winton. Perhaps for the listener here, you can tell us what car you'll be driving and number so they can keep an eye on you throughout the weekend.
I'll be in the black and white Magal number 94.
All right. Jordan, pleasure to have you on the show, and we wish you all the best for your National Series debut.
Cheers.
That's all we have time for this week on Inside Motorsport. Till next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.